Oh, hello. There you are, lying on your bed, reading. Don't think I can't see you through the bedroom door. You've been up there, resting your weight on your left elbow for 2 days. Do you know it's summer? No, of course not. It's just you and that book. Is it The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings? Or From Russia with Love, which you're reading under the covers with a torch. So you'll now be about 12. This book is considered steamy. By you, since no one knows you're reading it, certainly not your mother, who would probably faint. Steamy. Because innocent though it is, it has the first sex scene you've ever read, with the Russian spy Tatiana wearing pearls, even though she's naked in bed. You've always liked pearls, I realise now. I thought it was because of the Queen. I'll tell you something else, although you cannot know this, because you are, what, 12, 18... Of course, there's little difference because you've been nailed to that bed, elevated on your elbow, spellbound and elsewhere, every weekend and every holiday for the past 6 years. Here's what you should know. You will get housemaid's knee or tennis elbow in it, your writing elbow, and the doctors will be surprised that you managed to do that without playing any sport at all. When you were young, you read about someone who wrote one novel and then bought a cottage in Mayfair on the proceeds. You thought the people who wrote were gods. When you wrote your first illustrated novella at 8, the one about magic balloons, and sent it to Faber, they rejected it because they thought you were a retarded adult. What were you thinking? That you could join this shimmering band of brilliance encircling the globe like a rainbow? But you did. I know you did, because I've seen all the early stories. The ones in the child's hand, very neat, very determined, and the ones done on a typewriter, first your mother's old metal one, and then the plastic one that melted. Yet, unlike your contemporaries who travelled and did things, you'd never been abroad until you were 21 and went to Paris on the train, and the only flying you ever did was by elbow. But you'd read about Mrs. Radcliffe, who'd never been anywhere either, and still wrote about Swiss passes covered in snow. So that didn't stop you. For you were in love with the idea of being a novelist. It didn't occur to you that you couldn't do it, because in your mind that's what you'd always been. I told you it wasn't romantic. I told you that very few people ever make money. If you remember, I told you to be a banker, like that twerp who made 100 grand in 1987 and retired. But oh no, instead you moved into a crappy little room in Oxford with a mattress on the floor and a desk made out of an orange box and wrote a novel on the plastic typewriter. So what did you learn? That when you read some clever way of constructing a sentence, you tried it for yourself. That when you were writing, you felt free. That you wanted to leave something behind that made other people's lives more beautiful or, at least, momentarily diverted. That it was a worthwhile thing to leave something lovely, something that didn't cause famine or war or global overcrowding, something that didn't need to be done, except that in your mind you had to do it at the cost of relationships, income, stability and status. As I'd meant to write, you always were a fool, and yet